The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't think anything that's ever happened on this show has elicited more response on Twitter. Stu, it's Twitter. Lamont seems to think, Stu might think that Twitter is some kind of sex toy. That's not.
First and foremost, if you're just joining, you don't know what all the Stu business is about to be right. About. Go to 97, go to our website. What's the website address?
It's Podcast Arena.
No, he said it's the front. Josh said it's on the front page of the website now. Yeah. So
ESPN Houston, ESPN 97.5. What is it?
You're embarrassing. Yes, ESPN975.com.
ESPN975.com. I knew that, so I think.
ESPN975.com.
Pretty sure I knew
Josh
that.
Josh has put it up as the headline, and you can go find out. We got in trouble with Stu. Stu is a caller who, ever since we joined, he doesn't know what's happening with the Giants or Eli Manning. Just, I'm trying to nutshell this. Let me know if I say anything that's inaccurate.
No. He doesn't know any of the scores.
He doesn't know what's happening with Ezekiel Elliott.
He didn't hear a score.
He doesn't know any of the football scores.
He also says you guys talk no NFL.
We talk no NFL when literally all day Monday and Tuesday were all NFL, except for the great Daryl Moore. That was yesterday. So, yeah, Tuesday was almost all Texans.
Is this our chance? Because we have to get him on if it's our chance. Let's get Chance in here on ESPN 97.5. Chance?
Hey guys, how are y'all doing today?
Hey Chance, oh,
it's our old buddy.
It's our old friend Chance.
Hey Chance, hey Dell, this is our buddy too.
Hey Chance, did you hear? We're giving scores now. Is there any score you'd like to add to the show?
Well, I mean, I was kind of calling in on InfoLine.
Oh, Dell, could you get? That's fine. Could you get music?
Well, we got Mark Jones coming up in 5 minutes.
I'm here to redirect you guys.
Okay. Hi Chance.
So y'all know me, right? We go back a little bit. My last name is McLean,
right?
And so I grew up believing I had Scottish heritage. You guys may even recall I used to wear kilts and stuff.
You did.
Well, we did the DNA in me thing, or the 23andMe, and it turns out that I had an adoption early in my heritage, and I am like almost straight German and English, right down the middle.
Wow!
And so I'm wondering, guys, on the info line. I'm trying to come up with a good Christmas meal that can celebrate my English and German heritage, and I'm wondering if you guys can make any suggestions for me and my family.
I think it should be wiener schnitzel and porridge.
I think that's a thought. That's a thought. And also,
meat pie thing? That's really crappy.
Yeah. Also, the Scottish egg. Although it says Scottish in the title, it's actually an English dish. So if you'd like to make the Scottish egg, which is the boiled egg covered with sausage patty, and then, of course, panko coated and deep fried, it's actually delicious, especially with a nice German mustard. That's right. I just did it. I combined the two in one dish. So, yeah,
that is a great – I don't know what I would do without you guys, how I could come up with that type of information. That's just remarkable. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, you always know you can reach us here at 713-780-3776. I'm Lance Erline. That's John Granato here on InfoLine 97.5.
Yes, it is. And Mark Jones from ESPN will join us next to talk some NBA basketball.
He's delightful.
He is a delightful young man. So let's do that next. If you'd like to bet on any of the NBA games, if you would have bet the Lakers last night, boy, would you have made some money.
Well, that money line. Would that have been something else or not?
Wouldn't you
love a handicapper that just spoke like this instead of yelled at you? Well, not Stu. He likes New York accents.
Well, we will hear from Hatchet Man just a little bit, actually in about a half hour from now. So Hatchet Man doesn't really talk like this. He actually talks a little bit differently.
A little differently.
And he'll talk about the G-Men. Sure. So, Stu, you should keep on listening because nothing pleases Hatchet Man quite like... quite like the G-Men. But here's the deal. If you'd like to bet on the G-Men this week, that would be stupid, but if you'd like to bet on them, then you should go to mybookie.ag.
If you're in a survivor pool, go on the other side.
Mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, and you can bet on all the games. They're wonderful. And you can bet casino gambling as well. All at mybookie.ag. Put in the promo code radio, and they'll match up to 50% right now. At mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Lance and Dell with you. Mark Jones, ESPN, joining us right now to talk some NBA basketball and specifically Christmas Day. Got the Thunder and the Rockets going at a big day for ABC, for all the Disney families right here. And we
it's
are
a big
included.
Day for basketball fans.
It's, big day, yeah.
It's a jump off point. It feels like a jump off point.
It really does. Mark Jones joining us. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Lance and John, doing great, man. Looking forward to the game on Christmas night.
It's yeah, awesome. Absolutely. The Thunder seem to be getting it lately, winning four of their last five. Carmelo actually scored more than 4 points. So it looks like maybe it's coming together for him now?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that, you know, everybody's talking about the lack of chemistry that they have. And, yeah, it's still a work in progress for those three guys, in particular Westbrook, Melo, and PG-13. But, you know, the one thing that people are overlooking in Oklahoma City's struggles are the fact that they're one of the top defensive teams in the NBA. And, you know, if that remains constant, they're going to be in the hunt come April, May, and possibly even June. I think, I live down here in South Florida, in Miami, and I vividly remember the Miami Heat struggling the first half of the season when they initially brought LeBron and Chris Bosh here, and you hit a certain plateau and the light switch comes on. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if at some point in the second half of the season, Oklahoma City really takes off and the offensive chemistry starts to happen a little bit more.
I got to tell you, I just love what ESPN, well, really what the schedule maker has done with these Christmas Day games, because they figured it out a while ago and then they expanded it. And these matchups, Golden State, Cleveland, I mean, these are headliners. You got Russell Westbrook versus James Harden initially. That I'm sure that was a thought. Obviously, there's many more stars in it now. I know it's probably not great for the people who have to work the games like yourself, Mark, because you'd probably rather be with family or whatever. But as a consolation, it's pretty good some of these games you get to work.
You know what? My wife, Sarah, every Christmas loads up the kids and we jump on a plane and I call the hotel ahead of time, ask them to put a Christmas tree in the hotel. We bring a couple presents, open them up on Christmas morning, and it's business as usual, you know.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's a great way to roll out this season. And, you know, it seems like, and feels like a lot of times that there is no off season in the NBA, but, when you hit Christmas, that's a great line of demarcation. That really sends a signal to the hardcore basketball fan that, hey, basketball season starts right here, right now. And this is when you start paying attention. You know, the NFL starts to get into playoffs and winds down, and this is really the takeoff point for the NBA season. And, you know, it's not that big a deal working on Christmas Day. Usually we hit church in the morning or on Christmas Eve, depending on our schedule and when our production meeting is. And, you know, Hube usually gets to church on Sunday morning, and we're off and running, or the Christmas morning, pardon me, and we're off and running. It's showtime.
Mark Jones with us on ESPN 97.5, the Rockets and the Thunder on Christmas night in prime time, a game that the Rockets hadn't been part of. This Rockets team, and we talked about the Thunder, and every team has had a little transition period. Durant to Golden State, LeBron to Miami, then back to Cleveland, and those guys all coming together. There was no transition time for Chris Paul to come when he came here. Losing their first game with Chris Paul on the floor last night. I wonder why. What? Any thoughts on why that is? Everybody else had a transition period, and the Rockets didn't.
Well, because Chris Paul is a very willing passer. You know, perennially one of the top assist guys in the NBA, averaging little. Under 9 assists or right around 9 assists a game this year. You know, James Harden right around 9 assists as well. When you have two guys, two all-stars, two potential Hall of Famers that are willing passers, it's not a problem at all, and that's what's happened. Plus, when you go back to the fact that these guys spent a lot of the summer in Los Angeles, playing in the Drew League, getting their chemistry together. You know, Mike D'Antoni said something to me earlier this year when we had them in the preseason in Memphis in an exhibition game. He said the reason why this is going to work is because they want it to work. And that's, you know, 90% of the battle when it comes to throwing super teams and throwing all-stars together on a team. If there's not a real organic desire to make it work, sometimes it can struggle. And that I think, might be a little bit of what you see in Oklahoma City. Not that they don't want it to work, but the case with Chris Paul and James Harden, it was a real, real easy sell for those two guys. Going back to their days too as Olympic teammates.
You know, Joe Blank, who does the afternoon show for us and who used to work for the Rockets, made a really good point to me yesterday. We were talking about Carmelo Anthony, and the Rockets were going after Carmelo, and I'm glad they didn't sign him. But he said, you know, you look at Carmelo, he was the guy at Syracuse. He was the guy with the Nuggets. And there was a bunch of name brand guys. That was a very talented Nugget team he was on. You look at him with the Knicks. I mean, we're talking about an alpha and a lead guy. And can he fit into those lead guys over there? We see that James can, you know, is not the big ego guy, at least from a standpoint of playing with other guys. We know Chris Paul isn't either. Is there any chance that could work with such a lead guard like Russell Westbrook, who has to have the ball in his hands?
You know what? I have a different take on Carmelo Anthony from a lot of people. I think that the reason why he might be struggling and shooting a career low field goal percentage wise, I don't think you put it all on Melo. I think Billy Donovan has to share a lot of the responsibility for that. I covered the Olympic basketball team in 2008, 2010, the World Championship team that won gold, the 2012 team, and the 2014 team as well. And when Melo was on those teams, he was the consummate teammate. He had no problem with LeBron and Kobe and some of the other superstars on that team. So I don't have the same feel that he's this alpha that has to have it all the time and has to put it on the ground and has to stop the ball all the time and get his. I don't see that, Melo. I think it's partly on Billy Donovan at this point of the season to get Melo into spots where he can have quick catch and shoots or quick ISOs and go with it faster. And I think that's part of the work in progress for Oklahoma City. But in terms of there being conscious resistance to him not being the guy, I don't see that in Melo. And I think there's still a little bit of room for growth for him this year.
Well, you got Mark Jones with us, ESPN, 97.5. Rockets 25-5 now after losing last night, but on a torrid pace, Mark. Here, I think everybody's cautiously optimistic, but we know that they haven't had the playoff success. What's the view of the Rockets nationally?
You know what? I think, you know, a panoramic view of the Rockets, people are always going to look at them and see them as a team that, you know, chucks 42 three-pointers a game, makes 17 three-pointers a game, but somewhat of a gimmick still. I think the discerning point for Houston this year is that, you know, Jeff Bezdelic has done a tremendous job coordinating their defense, A, and B, unlike last year, they've got guys that defend. You know, Bamute, when he comes back from his shoulder injury, he's again going to be one of the top wing defenders in the NBA. P.J. Tucker, a very, very above-average defender as well. Trevor Ariza, he was there last year, a very good wing defender. You know, Doc Rivers, when he was coaching Bamute, told me that this guy is one of the top five defenders in the league-wide. And for them to get him on a vet's minimum in Houston might be one of the steals of the year, so kudos to Daryl Morey on that. But I think that's the big difference with them this year. I know when I called the Rockets game last Friday against the Spurs, they were number five in defensive efficiency. They've slipped just a little bit during the homestand, but that's what's going to carry them this year, because at some point, like we saw last night against the Lakers, those three-point shots aren't going to fall in the fourth quarter, and you're going to have to rely on stops. And this year they've got great defensive versatility. When they go that small ball lineup with P.J. Tucker at the five, that's a fantastically lethal lineup, and that rivals the Warriors' death lineup when they have Draymond playing the five.
That's Mark Jones, ESPN 97.5. Going to be here for the Thunder and Rockets, which is a nice, nice game, primetime game on Christmas Day. So we're looking forward to it, looking forward to seeing you, and it's a what a great time. And I'm sure that's going to be a game that'll be heated after last year's playoffs. No love lost in between Russell and James as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Mark, well, we can't wait to see you here.
Yeah, 7 o'clock Central Time, Christmas Day. Hey, guys, I need you to pick up a few more things for me at the Galleria Mall, man. That's unbelievable.
You can do that. And by the way, as someone who was lucky enough to go see original cast with Hamilton, David Diggs is going to be doing the intro to the Christmas Showcase games on ESPN. So that's, if you want a reason to watch, he's compelling, really, really compelling. So if you're up early enough, I mean, if you got it tuned in early enough, make sure you check out David Diggs too. Just a little gratuitous little throw it toss in there for the broadcast.
So watch all day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show opening. Going to be a great day of basketball on ABC. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mark, can't wait to see you. All right, we appreciate you being here.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
See you soon. Thanks, Mark.
Mark Jones right here on ESPN 97.5. Good stuff. All right, 713-780-3776. We got a segment, and then we've got Hatchet Man's going to call.
Tony,
yeah. We want to see how his Sushi Emporium is doing. Haven't heard from him.
You got to.
Yeah, and we'll hear from the G-Men as well, so keep on listening, Stu.
Yes, Stu.
Stu, the G-Men will be...
Yeah, Giants update, probably.
Yeah, you know he will.
Probably.
Because he loves the Giants. He loves his G-Men. So we'll have that going on right here.
Why
on
did
ESPN.
Somebody have to ask about breakfast tacos? Because now I'm starving.
No, I know. With chorizo?
On InfoLine. The chorizo? Just InfoLine. What's the best combination? And you threw chorizo in there, and now it's like, I wish I had that. Thanks, Stu.
I wish I had Wiener Schnitzel, too.
That, too.
All right, 8:30 ESPN 97.5. We're actually on time. You know what? When we have guests, we're actually on time with our breaks. That's something special. We had more reaction. Go to, where is it? On ESPN975.com. ESPN975.com. And listen to the Stew. I mean, you want to talk? We have never had that much reaction to a phone call. Oh, any segment, actually. I mean, I have had hundreds of mentions on Twitter over Stew. Now, the other stations are doing something special, too, though, right? If World War III breaks out or something, who do you want defending your country?
Something like that.
That sounds like an interesting show.
That's what somebody sent on a direct message.
That sounds like an interesting show. Mm-hmm. Dal, who would you want defending?
What do you mean, like actual sports figure?
What sports figure would you want?
Well,
are we stealing content?
Yeah, this bid infringement right now.
Feels like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you want?
JJ?
Why? Because he's Captain America? Is that why he's mentioned?
Everybody would want JJ, though.
Can he fire a
gun? I think you have to take JJ out of the equation.
Can he throw an axe? Yes. Can he flip tires?
Did you
see
Tim Lincecum? I might want him.
What Tim Lincecum?
He's bowed up. He is ripped.
Tim Lincecum?
Tim Lincecum. He cut his hair. He looks like he's 12, but he is ripped.
That's like riffraff.
Yeah. Tim Lincecum is all bowed up.
Hold on. I'm going to look at
this. Well, ripped, not bowed
up. He cut his hair. The skater cut his hair.
Yeah. Do you guys think, I know I've been on Team Jamel before. Do you think that, and now Jamel went on her podcast and she was all in on Trump being a white supremacist after she got suspended.
What podcast? That's Arians. You talk about Arians. So Arian does his for V Sporto, and I have a podcast that I do with V Sporto. V Sporto is like getting huge all of a sudden, but I was here when they were setting Arian up. And Arian's whole thing is, yeah, I don't really want to talk that much about sports or whatever, football. And I was introducing my son to Arian, Drake, my older son. We were there bringing supplies while they were doing hurricane stuff to Arian and Abdul Foster's. It's Abdul's, his brother is a trainer, and they got a place that's over near, or Abdul's got a place, not Arian. It's Fountain View and like 59, one of those back streets. And I said, hey, here's my son Drake. He's not really a football guy, though. He goes, yeah, I'm not either. He goes, don't worry, I'm not a football guy either. Arian doesn't want to, like, he'll talk a little, but he's not following it. He doesn't want to talk about any of that
stuff. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's not, maybe not running for office, but some kind of activist or something as he goes on. He's always been more of a deeper thinker than just your average football player that just cares about, you know, just an average meathead. Like Gronk. I don't think Gronk's ever running for an office. I just don't. No. I'm pretty sure.
He's more likely to win, though.
Oh, Gronk would win.
Yeah, Gronk would win.
Gronk would.
Oh, people would love Gronk.
Gronk would absolutely
Rock win. Is running for president, as I understand it now. The Rock.
Not in real life.
He's thinking about it.
No chance. He's making too much money to run for president.
He's thinking about it. Would The Rock win if he was running for president?
What's he going to identify as?
Do you have?
It doesn't matter what he's going to identify as.
At this point,
I think
yes,
that's how you're supposed
I think
to do
he's going
to
be cisgender.
Well, yeah, he's a man who thinks he's a man, identifies as a man.
Right.
Born a man, identifies as a man. Yeah, I think he'll do
that. What is that called?
Cisgender.
Isn't that just called a man?
If you're a man
no.
who identify. If you're born a man and you identify as a man, you're a cisgender male.
There's a name for it?
Yes.
No, you're making that up.
No.
Is this info line? Are we? Hey, John, what is that again? Is that a real thing?
So if I'm a man and I think I'm a man and I like women, what would I be called?
And identify as a man.
It's just a man. That's supposed to be. That used to be just you're a man.
You don't have to like women. You just have to be
we
a man.
Know that you
well,
are.
Well, but aren't you sexually oriented towards women?
No,
if
it's a male who identifies as a male, who was born a male. Who
well, yeah, it doesn't, you know, you, it doesn't. That sexual orientation. It's just gender decisions. Or
okay, so how many different are there? How many genders are there then?
Del, well, I want to know.
I don't know.
Del, I know you identify as a Hurricanes fan.
Yes.
What else do you identify as?
Well,
you don't identify as a Rockets
well, wait a minute,
fan,
because
clearly.
If I'm a man, I identify as a man. If I'm not, I'm a man who identifies as a woman, so there should only be two.
If you want to go out on that limb, that's fine. I'm not doing that.
But wait, oh, well, I guess if you're a woman and you identify as a woman, there's something. That's cisgender, too?
What if you're a woman, born a woman who doesn't identify as a woman?
Well, then that's right. Then but you can't identify as a goat. You identify as a man.
I don't know if there's two genders. I'm not sure about it. I'm just not sure. I don't
or
know.
Is there something else?
I don't know.
Give it a decade.
I'm not sure.
There's going to be a new gender coming.
I'm sure there is. There has to be. Otherwise, it's cisgender and not cisgender.
Now, what do you identify as beside Hurricane fan? Are you, what else? Marlin fan?
No.
Do you identify?
No, he's Heat fan.
Do you identify as an Astros fan?
No.
I identify as baseball, the Astros are the only thing in baseball that I will pay attention to. So I
That doesn't feel like you identify
no,
as a
No, I
fan.
Wouldn't consider no, myself. I wouldn't have been brokenhearted if they would have lost, but I'm happy
then you,
they won.
Then you don't identify.
He identifies as a Heat fan.
Yep.
As an Al Golden hater.
Yep.
Okay,
God,
he's those things.
I hate him. I don't hate him as a person, really.
Yeah, you hate him.
I hate the guy who wore a tie on the sideline. He was such a throwback.
What? Get the...
Yeah.
Do you still identify as a Heat fan?
Yes.
Okay.
I will always.
I was just making sure you didn't identify. Because in that
I'm
case...
I'm not a LeBron fan.
Yeah, you need to identify as a LeBron fan.
I'm not
fan.
A LeBron fan. I'm a Miami Heat fan.
And that's about it, right?
Yeah, as far as sports stuff.
I mean, that's it.
And a Dolphin fan, but I don't really like that so much right
but
now.
But you identify as a Dolphin
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, I'm not a huge...
So you are just... You're regional. So you're not just one of these, like your people, the millennials.
Don't, no, like who, John.
He's cis Miami.
John did it.
What did John
he
do?
He moved and latched on to another team.
Yeah, I didn't care about Chicago anymore.
There's one of two things. You can either maintain your old original or you can jump in with that. Well, here's what I don't like, and most people don't like this. You see like a Twitter bios where you find a real... What people are really about. Yankee fan, Cavs fan,
Cowboy fan.
You know, Cowboy, like, oh, you're one of those
right.
who pick and choose. And then people, I've actually seen people say, I'm switching teams. Like, I'm off of them. I'm on, I'm on the Lakers now. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you bounce? You don't get a bounce. You have two choices, regional or birth. Those are your two sports choices. You shouldn't be allowed to pick a... I'm going to pick a team. Unless now you don't have a team where you live or you want to pick a favorite
right.
player, that's fine. I don't understand this whole, like, I'm off of this team. I'm on this team now. How do you get a leave? Like, this is blood in, blood out, too. You shouldn't just get a leave being a Giants fan.
Right. Well...
How many Patriots fans do you see? I see so much Patriots gear.
Yeah, but I left Chicago, so I left... Now, most people won't do that.
You don't
like
identify
Joel is a
Chicago
Packer fan
anymore?
And will not, I do not identify as Chicago anymore.
Okay.
I'm if whatever opposite of cisgender sports fan is. Okay.
You do not identify as
not,
Chicago
I did not grow
fan.
I grew up a Chicago fan, and I do not identify as a Chicago fan anymore.
Okay.
I identify as a Houston fan.
And you have for a
but
long
I,
time.
Yes, but I wanted my kids to grow up Houston fans.
Yeah.
Not, you know, a lot of parents, like
well,
Joel, I'm sure
here.
Joel's daughter is going to be a Packer fan because Joel... Has
but that's birth.
An entire house full of Packers.
John is sports has sports gender fluidity.
Yes, right. I transitioned into a Houston fan.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm proud of it.
You are a gender.
And I am, and I hope no one tries to shame me for
you,
it.
You, sir, are a gender bender.
No one is going to shame you for being a Houston fan in Houston. You're amongst friends. You're fine.
Well.
Now, I can tell you this. I don't like those people who are fluid with their identification when it comes to their teams. I will tell you that. And when the NFL had that commercial with, oh, and Jerry is a Bengals fan, and Kerry grew up a Cowboys fan, and David was a Vikings fan. Bull crap.
Right.
Nobody has families where everyone's a different fan. Nobody. That was the worst commercial ever. Or you're just a bunch of front row. Like, if your fandom can switch so easily.
Yeah, no.
You know, based on, like, your entire fandom switches haphazardly like that, I don't even want to be around you. Because it's impossible to go to dinner with you. Where do you want to go to dinner? That's like going to dinner with my wife. Where do you want to go? It's a paralysis, an instant paralysis. Like, I just.
Well, she wants you to make up.
She. Where do you
Why
want
to. Why don't you no, just wants make me, up?
Oh, no, I'm making decisions. No. Don't want that. Don't like that.
That's okay.
And it turns into. And I say, all right, I'm going to give you five choices. And then I'm done playing this game. I won't play this game anymore. So I'll do five. And I just say, none of those sound good.
You don't do what we do. We call it turn right. She gets off of work, picks me up, and we go, and we just start driving until we find a restaurant.
That's not bad.
That's good. Yeah.
That's not bad.
And we've tried some, really, crappy places.
I'd run out of gas. Like, oh.
No, you just go, there's a restaurant
here?
Right there. Let's go in there.
No, keep going. Like, we're in Needville. No. We're not going to find anything here.
No. Tyler wants to pick a team to support. Let's get him in here. Hey, right. Tyler.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey, good, Tyler. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Yeah, I'm a diehard Texans fan. So lately, past couple years, you know, of course, I mean, I've always rode my team, lived here my entire life. My mom is a Cowboys fan. My dad is a Saints fan. Never have I differed from my team. But lately, I mean, the years that we're trash, the years that we're 2-whatever we are, I don't pick another favorite team, but I do pick a team to watch and support that's a good team. This year, the Vikings. I can't stop watching the Vikings, mostly because Case. You know, I'd like to support U of H, you know, like to support their whole squad. You got to ride with your team. I'm not going to be a Vikings fan next year. I don't consider myself a Vikings fan, but I like to, you know, basically pick a team and, you know, pick them from the day it was on Thanksgiving. I said, these guys might have a shot to make it to the NFC Championship.
Like Golden State was started, and when they started playing really well, I was like, well, I got to check out a Golden State game.
Yeah,
I would do that.
I
became a fan, but I wanted to watch them because they were exciting. And I agree with you. I think that Vikings team is fun to watch, Tyler.
They're very fun to watch.
I did
that with baseball, too.
Before
the Astros were good, you know, I like watching Madison Bumgarner, you know, so I watched the Giants. But with the Rockets, I haven't really had a chance to because, I mean, we've been competitive for years. Mm-hmm. So the Rockets have been my sole basketball team. Don't entertain anything else, you know, but... Yeah, man, I just wanted to call in and put my 2 cents in.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Not okay to jump around.
No, quick question. Are you also a Washington Wizards fan? Because I hear that's exactly like being a Rockets fan, is what that's the word on the streets.
I'm sorry,
here.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Are you also a Wizards fan? Because I've heard
I'm not a Wizards fan.
Okay. Okay.
Weird.
No. That wasn't the conversation.
That was not it.
I said Ernie Grunfeld, Daryl Morey's Ernie Grunfeld of the West. That's what I said.
Oh.
Didn't say anything about fandom. Don't try to screw the point. Lance.
He said Rockets are always competitive. Ugh, gross. I'd rather lose 100 or lose or have a 2-win season like the Texans. I hate when people are always competitive.
Well, but look at the high draft pick the Texans are going to get this year.
Oh, John. Can we run info line? Because I had something to tell John. Yeah. Just quick bit of information here on InfoLine. The Houston Texans actually traded their first-round pick in the 2018 draft to move up for Deshaun Watson. And their second-round pick was traded away just so they didn't have to look at Brock Osweiler anymore. So in reality, the Texans do not have any draft picks in the first two
rounds. They have a high third-round pick.
They should have three unless they owe somebody a pick for something.
High one because they suck. All right, Hatchet Man, you're going to join us next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to the Hatchet Master, okay? And a little bit later today, Kevin Todd is going to give us three winners. We'll see, okay?
You want to replay any of the stew at the top of the 9 hour or no?
We could do that, Yeah, because Raheel wants us to.
Raheel wanted to play wanted like, to run like
right, the next segment. He wanted to replay.
The Stew stuff is the best ever.
So we can do that at the top of the hour. We'll replay Stew for you here on ESPN. But Stew won't be listening because he's too busy. That dude is the busiest dude ever. He has no time for football. He has no time for any. Can't even look at the computer because he's too busy.
What's a computer?
He needs us to tell him the scores of the Giants game. So we will replay that call after Hatchet Man joins us. Now, Kevin Todd is going to give us three winners at noon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what Hatchet Master's what Hatchet Man's three winners are. We'll do that right here on ESPN 97.5 next. Oh, yeah, we got Mark Klein to talk about right here. No? You don't want to talk about Klein here? Oh, you want me to talk about Mark Klein here. That's what you want, Del. Why don't you just say so? Why don't you just say what you want, Del? This would be a great time to talk about Mark Klein. This would be a great time for you to make your plans to be there tomorrow. You know, if you're Stu, you're just too busy. You can't come to the Klein's Christmas party. You actually can't find it because you don't have the map to 5868 Westheimer. You don't have Google Maps on your phone. But here's the deal, is if you do know where 5868 Westheimer is, which is Fountain View and Westheimer, right there, the Houstons, maybe Stu will remember Houstons or Jason's Deli. I don't know. Maybe they're not old enough for Stu because he hasn't seen anything in the city. But here's the deal is if you are somebody who wants to come out and party with us tomorrow morning, it is on. The Klein's Christmas party tomorrow. Kirsten will be there. It'll be her last day with the station, and she'll be out there. What I need you to do is come on out, hang out with us. We'll have libations. Klein will be have all the jewelry all set up, ready for you. You come, you pick it up. Or you buy it right there. You find exactly what you want. He's got thousands of pieces in stock right now waiting for you. Just please get to 5868 Westheimer tomorrow between 7 and 11. Be there for the onside kick. Everybody who comes will go home with something nice. Even if it's just a T-shirt of me and Lance. We're giving out T-shirts tomorrow to everybody. So come on out to Klein's Jewelry, 5868 Westheimer. That's Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers. All right, welcome back to ESPN 97.5. You heard him here first back in the day on 1560. Then he moved around. He brought his show and his sushi emporium to other stations. But now he's back here on ESPN 97.5. Tony the Hatchet Man is joining us once again. Tony, great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, you know, I would love to say it's great to be back, but some snot-nosed douchebag who answered your phone call just absolutely hung up on me. I want to make sure you know so you can fire him, because customer service, like it is at the Discount Sushi Emporium and also at at Hatchet Man Enterprises, is a top-notch priority for us. 1-800-676-5200. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever, and then they hung up on me. Are you kidding me? I'm a very busy man. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm moving. I'm shaking. I got a carnival coming up, a school carnival with pony rides and candy-coated apples and whatnot, where people are going to bob for the apples, but mostly the moms, if you know what I mean. So I got all this stuff going on, and now I got somebody hanging up on me. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to give you winners. Listen, if you don't want winners, hang up your phone right now. 1-800-676-5200. Hang it up and say, hey, I hate money. It's Christmas time. What do I need money for? Buying a bunch of presents? You know, why would I need money? Why would you not need money? 1-800-676-5200. But if you don't like money, hang up now and forever hold your peace. What's going on now? How are we doing today there in Houston? Huh? A lot of cowboys and ranches and, riding around on your tumbleweeds and whatnot?
Yeah, that's every day here. We just ride in on our horses and go to work. It's a great day.
On a serious note, like, you ever rode a horse? I can't believe these horses can hold up so much weight. I've seen this gigantic fat guy. Remember that guy on Billy Crystal's show? They had the, what is it called? Where the guys, they go to a dude ranch. Remember that movie like, yeah, City Slickers, what they call it. And then they had one guy who was a fat pig, no sit-ups, nothing, couldn't bench a ham sandwich off his chest. And I'm like, wow, look at this fat pig. And then I'm thinking to myself, wow, this horse must squat a ton. Like, I know horses don't squat, but if a horse could squat, it could squat like 2,000. Because this guy was such a pig. And it's a movie, so it could have been, computer generated. But at the same time, I'm like, wow, I bet this horse could squat a ton because this guy's so heavy. And this horse is like, no big deal, just throwing a guy around the whole, you know, the whole thing with, you know, with the dude ranch and everything. 1-800-676-5200. What's going on there? Everything good? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. Raheel. Here we go. Hatchet
Hey,
Man.
This is Raheel. You don't know him. I don't know if you met him. You remember him back in the 1560 days, but his name is Raheel. Raheel. It might be a funny name for you.
Well, listen. We got a lot of guys that have those, you know, street meets carts in New York. You know what I mean? So I'm used to dealing with some funny names. Trust me. Hello, guys is unbelievable. You ever had Hello, guys? You got to wait in a long line. And then they put this sauce. Not only, it's not a tzatziki sauce, not Greek, trust me. I know something about that, too, but because we got a Greek sushi roll. But in halal, guys, they put this sauce on top of your meat and the rice and all that stuff. Oh, delicious. Unbelievable.
Hatchet Man, what's your bench and squat at right now?
Right now, I'm at, you want max or you want reps? Like, what's my set? Like, what am I doing? What's my, you know, what are you looking for? You want a max or you want, like, what my workout regimen is?
Give me both.
Yeah, so right now I'm doing a little circuit training. It's real big right now. I got my own circuit called Hatchet Circuit. Give me a call, 1-800-676-5200. We got on Hatchet Man Enterprises, we just added a new personal trainer app. I got an app where I will help you get jacked. Right now I'm doing, it's called like a pyramid style. We go like up and then back down in high rep, high intensity. Then I do, you know, I work on a max. Like I check my max every couple of months. It's, you know, between 300 and 400, trust me. On the squats, I got a bad knee. Doesn't stop me from, you know, about 360, 370. I'd like to get that around 500, but, you know, like I said, I got to get this knee right. I'm hoping to do that, but yeah. You know, but I'm also into the power cleans. I'm big on the power cleans right now.
You know, I don't know if you heard, but you went to school with Brian Cushing, right? You both went to
Bergen Catholic. Yeah, I didn't go to school with him. I was before him.
Yeah.
And some people say I was more decorated. Like, he won. I mean, you know, he didn't win a title. I won a title. I've been on championship teams and whatnot. He hasn't. But, yeah, I mean, we're in the same, you know, same school. I was up there, you know, being celebrated on the walls of the school before him. Trust me on that one. And that guy's Jack, too. What an unbelievable physical specimen. And that's how we do it, to be honest with you.
He does it a little different, you know, what with his 10-game suspension and all.
Yeah, but you know what? Like he said, he had medicine. He had a supplement, and that's the thing on these supplements. I've got Hatchet Man, the science. Like I got a science lab with Maki Son, who you know he runs Discount Sushi and Parm. Used to run the dry cleaning stuff, and you know he'll test out your if you got a sample. It's just for $150. You send it to us in a bag, baggie. We will run some tests on it, and we'll just send it back. You know, either a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you'll get in trouble with the league. We do that also.
Oh, wow. You do that also. Wow. That's
yeah, we got a lot of stuff going
you
on.
You expanded.
I've been blowing up since I was on with you guys last.
Yeah.
You guys helped make me a ton of money. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got any winner? Well, we got Kevin Todd coming up from the Sports Brokers. I don't know if you know about
he's
them.
He's terrible. Who else? Anyone else that actually gets winners?
No, he's had winners for us. He's given us winners. He gives us three every week right here on ESPN 97.5. I thought you guys could compete. You could go head to head with him.
Yeah, I'm going to throw you guys a winner right now because I'm always hearing this, Kevin Todd did this, Kevin Todd. I noticed they tried to make the names more American sounding. You know what I mean? Like there's less, Stu Feiner. You knew this guy was a bum. And then like, my last name is not Valentine, it's Valentino, but we changed it to Valentine, you know, to help with the Americans out there that were like, we're worried about this Italian or whatever. And then they hear Valentine and they hear me talking. They're like, they're not sure because I've eliminated most of my accent, and you know I give away free winners too. You got guys giving out 1 and 2 on the weekend, all you know, on the radio all the time. Let me give you a free winner right now. This one's gonna blow your mind, and I'm doing this for free. I never do this. This is like asking Michael Jordan to give you a basketball lesson. 1-800-676-5200, and I am in the Handicap and Hall of Fame. Here's the deal. Boom, ready for this? Steelers money line. You got it, Houston. Free money. Steelers money line. You heard it right here from the Hatchet Man. See if this Todd guy can pick any winners like that.
That's a gutsy pick.
Yeah, you're going out on a limb there.
That's why he's a Hall of Famer, Joe.
Also going to tie that up with Ravens money line.
Ravens?
Against the Colts.
Oh, wow. Ravens against the Colts. How do you do it? Well, you're going out there on a limb. I'm sure Vegas is, they see you coming. You probably can't put any bets down in Vegas anymore.
Well, basically, you got got about 7 minutes to get your bets in because they're going to be moving the lines. As soon as they – I'm a line mover. As soon as they hear Hatchet is on Steelers' money line and Ravens' money line, trust me when I tell you this, the line's about to fly out of the stratosphere. Trust me. Call your guy immediately. And don't forget me. I want to get my beak wet at the end of the week.
Tony the Hatchet Man, Valentine, he's going to get his beak wet. Let me ask you, you are a visionary. You are always looking at the next big
thing. I'm a Hall of Famer.
You are a Hall of Famer. Have you gotten into the cryptocurrency game?
Oh, you mean like the Bitcoin stuff?
Yeah,
I got a lot of Bitcoins all over the place. I got a whole apartment full of Bitcoins. I'm shipping them out left and right. You guys want 10? Look, this is the thing about me, and I understand this. If you want people to get your Bitcoins, you got to give them something for, you know, something for nothing, really. That's how society works right now. I'm throwing you 25 Bitcoins when you buy 20. And I've got the crypto stuff and all that stuff. I mean, you got that. No one's going to be able to figure out your passcodes. Like you said, you know, it's going to be crypto. And it's also going to be Bitcoin. So I got all of that stuff. No one's going to be able to get into your computers. Your passwords are secure with me. Trust me. You give me your social security number, your driver's license, and we're going to make sure that all your stuff is real tightened up real good. Also, don't forget, use the Incognito browser. This is something new that came out, and this is me just throwing you another winner right here. Incognito browser. I had a website up the other day on the Incognito browser, and my wife starts coming in. I got remarried, by the way, guys. My wife starts coming in like, what is all that noise? Because I thought I had the Bluetooth on my headphones, but it wasn't. I was like, oh, you know, it's all that noise. You know what I mean? All that noise was like real loud. Like this broad was just yelling real loud. And so I'm like, I thought my headphones were, but the Bluetooth wasn't on. I was just hearing it, you know, through the regular speakers. She comes in, boom, I shut it down. She starts trying to fire through my browser history. Can't find nothing. You're welcome. There's another free winner. Incognito browsers. 1-800-676-5200.
That's Hatchet, man. Tony Valentine.
Winners across the board today.
Oh, my God. Steelers and Ravens money line.
You buy 25
Incognito
Bitcoin.
Browsers also.
Incognito browsers. Three winners. Yeah. We'll see if Kevin Todd can match that.
He gave you 25.
I bet
you
Todd goes 0-3. I'll bet everything against him.
Maybe next year we set it up where you guys go head to head every week, and we'll see.
Yeah, pray for that. I pray for that. I pray I get the day one day to slaughter Todd.
Todd and Iskelski says, is Kevin Todd in the Handicapper Hall of Fame? No.
No.
Point Hatchet.
You know
man.
What that is? It's behind the Sea Caucus. You ever been to Sea Caucus, the subway there? Subway sandwiches out behind in Sea Caucus.
No.
You ever been to that one?
No, I've never been there. But
if you go to the back, you can actually get in. And there's a Handicapping Hall of Fame. I was one of the ones who helped open it up. And I'm up on the wall. I'm a Hall of Famer. There's no way around it.
No, we got it.
I bet you Todd isn't a Hall of Famer.
No, and you've opened up with the enterprises now. I'll tell you, you're big, big, big.
A lot
big.
Of stuff going on. We you know, but I'm also very aware. We also do sexual harassment hotlines too. It's a monthly fee, $20 a month. You can call about all the stuff and, you know, how you're getting harassed, or if you're doing harassment, we'll, you know, counsel you so you stop.
Wait, hold on, it's a monthly fee.
Tony,
you do you set this up for businesses, or is it just a free for all? Well, anybody can call in.
I'm sure all these broads.
No, yeah, anybody can call in. I mean, it's a $20 fee monthly. You put it on credit card, recurring. It's kind of like a Netflix, but with us stopping harassment. You know,
right.
I got different counselors on the phone and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of broads calling, right?
I get all kinds of people. You know, the main thing is you need to call in, and if you want the platinum line to really, you know, so you don't have to hold, that's an extra $5. $5, are you kidding me? That's nothing. That's one protein shake.
Yeah, right. All right. Absolutely. All right, that's Hatchet Man, Tony Valentine, right here on ESPN
97. 1-800-676-5200. It's me, Tony, the Hatchet Man Valentine
there
guy.
There he is. Chop. Hatchet Man. You haven't heard Hatchet Man before. There's Hatchet Man.
He's the only one.
Some people are going, this guy is funny. Hey, who is this? What's going on here? It's Hatchet Man.
It's the Hall of
Fame. Well, Hatchet Man started here a while ago on 1560.
Yeah.
Then he moved stations, and then now he's back again.
Good to have him back. I enjoy him. He gives out guaranteed
winners.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore?
I mean, for free. And he don't do that.
Did you have that on your play?
I did not.
Okay.
Now I do.
Is anybody else giving out 20 free Bitcoin? When you buy 25?
No. No one else is doing that. When you buy 25, you get 20. That's awesome. All right. Let me do Uberito here. Uberito!
Selling Dell. I went out to San Francisco and tried their mission-style burritos, where it started.
Not as
and
good.
I was like, yeah, I want more traditional stuff like Serrano Ranch.
Yeah. No.
Way better.
Sugar cookies? Way better. Abuelita's sugar cookies?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just do the Uberito here. You can't. We got to do. Oh,
why don't I just do the Gulf Coast if you'd like
you
me
do
to?
It? Yeah, why don't you?
Yeah,
do
because Gulf Coast. I can't stop talking about them today. I literally
Gulf Solutions.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I can talk about Gulf. I can't stop talking about Gulf Coast. Here? I can't stop talking. I just want to wait for you guys to finish.
Talk about the great car at Gulf Coast Buick.
Talk about the great car at Gulf Coast.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm driving the Texas edition. It's actually a Denali edition. Silverado. Unbelievable ride. So sweet. So awesome. And all the interior features you could possibly imagine. If you are going to be riding around in this Houston traffic, you want to have a vehicle that is your home away from home. It's got the very best amenities, the smooth, comfortable ride, great sound system. And they've got that. But they've also got the colors that you want, the selection that you want, and price points that are going to beat the other guys. Craig DeSerf and his crew out at Gulf Coast Buick Chevy GMC, or you can say Chevy Buick GMC. I'm not sure which order it is. I just know every one of those locations, every one of those car dealerships, or rather the car makers, have something to provide for you. On the Buick side, it's the crossover vehicles, bar none, some of the best crossover vehicles you'll find. On the GMC side, they have crossover pickup trucks and SUVs, and the same thing can be said on the Chevy side. Unbelievable selection, but most importantly, the price point and the service are second to none, because Craig DeSerf goes out of his way to make sure that not only you're happy, you're going to tell everyone else about it, and they'll be happy as well. Go to the website, gulfcoast.net. That's gulfcoast.net.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.